You don't get them girls loose,
TJR.
Loose. You don't get the world loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
But I do.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's okay if today's a little bit of LeBron Browns Daily. Hit us up, 216-578-0850. Talk whatever you want. We know it's the hottest story today. We're not going to fight it. We're going to not hate. We're going to participate. And by the way, the new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today, folks. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regai here. We're going to go to the phones now, 216-578-0850. Let's go to Guy in Cleveland. Let's talk a little John football.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Guy?
Hello.
Hello. Guy, we got you. You
Hello.
Got us? Guy.
That
all right.
Just
we're going to try Ryan.
Us.
Ryan in. He was listening to us on the radio there. We'll try Ryan in Toledo. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing, Ryan?
What's happening, Ryan?
I'm pretty well. Mr. Ray Guy.
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I remember you, my man, from way back when you worked in the Toledo here. And I remember Jimmy Jackson and Donnie Dobbs and Aaron Talley and that whole crew.
Sure.
I just want to say, man, you were always took the time to sign an autograph for me when I was a little annoying 10-year-old kid. You always took the time to talk to me and all that, and I just want to thank you for that, man. That
that's what it's all about. I appreciate you saying that, though. What you got for
right
us today?
Right on. This LeBron is crazy. It's got a life of its own. I mean, 3 weeks ago, I didn't even really care because I didn't give it enough credo to think that could really even happen. And now, just what a difference a couple weeks makes. It's amazing. I never thought we'd be sitting here with an actual shot to get the guy. It's amazing to me. I mean, whatever happens, to me, it doesn't hurt as bad, you know, this time if he spurns us or whatever, because we didn't have him this time. You know, it's not like he would be leaving, you know, to me anyway. You know, I mean, that's the way I see it. But as far as the Johnny football stuff goes, I've just had enough of that, man. The dude is addicted to media, I think. I swear. I mean, if it's not one thing, it's another. And I don't get it. If I was him, I'd be trying to avoid that at all costs. I'd be annoyed by that. But that's why I don't understand these younger guys.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for the call, Ryan. And I think it is kind of amazing and surreal that we are at this point, Reg, and it's a good place to be. But again, until it's done, nothing is done. And we've just learned kind of one of the latest. Well, as we said, we'll keep you updated here in case you're tuned in, making sure you don't miss any of the LeBron news. LeBron James and Rich Paul will meet with the Heat contingent of Pat Riley, owner Mickey Arison, and Dwayne Wade at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. here in Cleveland. That has been confirmed by multiple sources, being reported by multiple outlets. Eric Spoelstra will not be in that meeting. It will be, again, Pat Riley, Mickey Arison, and Dwayne Wade, 3 p.m. today.
Well, that's some power brokers there. And as I've said, Riley is the master salesman. We know that. I mean, this is a guy that has tremendous persuasive influence. He's extremely convincing. We know that. He put out his five L.A. Laker World Championship rings in 2010 here, and many people felt that, certainly at that time, as a 25-year-old, that LeBron was extremely drawn to that, and knowing that he had, I guess, a basketball savant, Nathan, you know, so to speak, that he was going to go attach himself with. And look, they've been to four finals in a row. They've won two of them. It is to get to four finals in a row, and, you know, whether it's Super Bowls, NBA Finals, NHL, Stanley Cup Finals, or the World Series, I mean, that's pretty phenomenal in and of itself. The winning two for them, a little bit of a disappointment. But he has to decide, I think, if he's just looking at the basketball side, everyone. What is the next 2, 3, 4 years going to bring? And we do know he's all about championships, Nathan. There's no question about that, that this is what drives him and motivates him. He stated he wants to be known as the greatest of all time, and there's nothing wrong with that. And that's something that he felt 4 years ago he had to leave his home area to go achieve. So here he is 4 years later, and wouldn't it be ironic if now he feels that this is a better situation here to help him achieve that?
Absolutely, and hopefully he feels that way, and it will be that way, folks. Let's go now back. We'll try Guy again in Cleveland talking John Football. What's up, Guy?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Real good. Real good. I had a thought about this latest picture of Manziel in the bathroom.
Okay.
And I think I'm reacting to having my heart broken by Josh Gordon and the difficulty that he's having right now. We've been, you know, very supportive of Gordon coming out in the supplemental draft and hopeful that he was going to be all the things that Heckert and that regime thought he might be. And I was never really on the Johnny bandwagon. He wasn't my first priority. I kind of felt like the lines and the defense needed some more help, but I was excited when they picked him at 22. And right now, with the way things have gone with him, I'm quite concerned, if that's the right word, about the nonstop partying and this picture that has me really concerned. Like, if this kid's got a problem, I want to know about it. And I'm wondering, you guys are more in the know than I am, as a rookie, is he subject to drug testing?
Yes. And I think that photo raised a lot of eyebrows, and perhaps the league can consider that probable cause to send him to a test. I certainly think the team is going to talk to him about that situation if they have not already. But, yeah, I think that is a situation that will be monitored closely with Johnny Manziel, because you make an investment like you did with him with the first-round pick. You want to make sure you get a return on that, and Johnny obviously has been told to lay low. I wouldn't say he's exactly complied with that request, would you, Reg? But I think that's something that will be investigated over the next few weeks, and certainly as we roll into camp.
Nathan, you and I have certainly discussed this quite a bit over the course of this week now, as we get to the middle portion of the week. And now we're both, I think, again, and no one as excited and enthused among us here in the building that express our views on radio and TV than you about Johnny Manziel coming in. But I can hear the disappointment in your voice with regard to, you know, some of the things that have flashed regarding Johnny's decision making and choices. So yeah, we're going to be finding out here starting on the 26th of July. I keep going back though to I feel he's put himself in a little bit of a conundrum with the veterans on this football team. They're I think now they're going to really, really expect him to hit this thing running and to show them and prove to them that they can trust, have confidence in, and believe in him if he's going to look to lead this football team as a quarterback. I think he's built a little bridge there, Nathan.
Yeah, I think, and he's going to have to be able to cross. There's no question about it. That's good. He's going to have to be able to come in and play well, or people will point to that. And if, by the way, if he doesn't, Brian Hoyer, who enters camp as the number one quarterback, will be the starter. We've got Darren in Worcester wanting to talk about Mr. Hoyer.
I got to tell you, I'm really glad we still got Brian Hoyer, because this Johnny Gordon thing is going to get out of hand. It's not even going to be an issue of Johnny Manziel or Brian Hoyer, because, I think he's going to spiral out of control if something doesn't change drastically. And I really don't like his attitude that I'm going to do what I want to do, and if you don't like it, stick it. That don't go. I think we're really going to need Brian Hoyer.
You know, and that's why you have the veteran here, Brian Hoyer. That's why there has been no deal done with Brian Hoyer, because it is hard to assess his value. Is he a starting quarterback in this league? Is he a very good backup in this league? That's something that will be determined as it goes forward, and that's a situation that you're dealing with Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer, I think, right now. And a lot of, some people are turned off, but I'll tell you what. If Johnny Manziel, while he may be partying at night during the day, he's got his nose in his playbook, and he comes to this training camp, Reg, prepared mentally, and comes out and balls out, all of this will be long forgotten, and Johnny Manziel will be the starting quarterback for the Browns if he can outplay Brian Hoyer and mentally be there. If he can't, Brian Hoyer starts for this team, and as we saw last year, that's not necessarily a bad thing if he can keep building off of what he did in those two starts last season.
Yeah, that's exactly why this organization has formulated their quarterback situation, at least for right now, because there is a belief that they can get that type of production from Hoyer. I hope you're right. And for, you know, Johnny alluded to that too, Nathan, about, listen, I'm just because you see what where I'm at, or that I'm out having a good time, or I'm in the playbook, I'm getting myself as mentally prepared and acclimated as I can. And, I hope that's true. I hope he's correct about that, and he's given himself every type of opportunity and advantage he can as he walks back in here on July 26th.
And we certainly will find that out very, very soon. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we will hear some sound for two people talking about the Josh Gordon situation. One, a guy who seemingly has turned his life and his career around. That's the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. And another, Michael Irvin, appeared on the Dan Le Batard Show to talk about Josh Gordon, someone that he has spoken with regularly. And we'll get his comments on that situation, as well as a very strong reaction to what Chris Carter said, which was to cut Josh Gordon. He has a very strong reaction to those comments. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.